And now this is a dictation for Susan Casaboy, C-A-S-S-A-V as in Victor O-Y, February 1961, addressed as a letter to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Waldersack, W-A-L-D-E-R-Z-A-K, P-A-C, 5397747. Dear Jamie, a follow-up for Susan has chronic kidney disease, calcium oxalate stones, prior hydronephrosis, Crohn's disease with chronic diarrhea, last visit in April. Recent bronchitis, received antibiotics, completed Bactrin, 7 days twice a day. This is already like 2 weeks ago. Has chronic diarrhea, no bleeding. Has gained weight from 140 to 151. Denies nausea, vomiting. Denies blood melena. Denies urinary symptoms. No chest pain, palpitation, edema. No claudication symptoms, nor shortness of breath or phobia, PND. No recurrence of stone. Next paragraph, medications. Notice the Humira, as well as the Ibrance, Ibrance, for breast abnormalities on letrozole, Letrozole. Takes no blood pressure medicines. Prior mercaptopurine discontinued because of anemia. Next paragraph, blood pressure 122/82. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, no ascites, no edema, non focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.96 for the last 1 year and a half is stable, representing a GFR 28 stage 4, anemia 12.5, lower blood cell, predominance of lymphocytes, large red blood cells 103, normal platelets, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. Progressive over the years, stable the last 1 year and a half, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no indication for dialysis. Dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. He has chronic diarrhea, but does not appear to be dehydrated. Does have cell count abnormalities, probably from prior exposure to mercaptopurine, underlying Crohn's disease on treatment. No recurrence of calcium oxalate stones. Continual chemistries in a regular basis. She was exposed to Bactrin, given her kidney disease, not a good choice for the future. End of dictation.